Louisiana is reeling, not from the two big storms that hit the state. Tropical Storm Isidore and Hurricane Lily were not as powerful and destructive as expected, but they've dampened the state's economy. From Lafayette, Louisiana, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Offshore oil rig workers were the first people evacuated as Hurricane Lily approached the U.S. Oil companies were forced to shut down Gulf production just as it was getting back to normal after Tropical Storm Isidore. Because of the two storms, crude oil production in the U.S. fell by 10% over the past week and a half. Yesterday, oil companies were beginning to assess the damage. Lily tore one offshore rig off its moorings and capsized another. In Lafayette, workers with Houston-based Global Santa Fe were making plans to return to their rigs. One of the workers, electrician Richard Anderson, said he thought estimates that production would resume within 5 to 6 days were optimistic.
We'll probably go out and first crew will go out and try to get the power emergency generator up and see what kind of damage we have. Supposedly we got hit with 35, 40-foot waves and 140 winds, so we hope we'll get up in a day or so, but we have no way of knowing.
Louisiana's farmers were also hit hard by the two storms. Before Isidore and Lily, farmers were having an exceptional year. They weren't affected by the drought gripping most of the rest of the nation. Bob Odom is Louisiana's Commissioner of Agriculture. He flew over some areas hit hard by Lily yesterday to assess the damage.
I didn't see near the damage as far as water is concerned as we got from the wind. And from what I am being told is that it didn't matter if that wind was 70 miles an hour or 100 miles an hour or 20 miles, as it was a sustained wind for the long period of time.
One crop hit hard by the storm was cotton. Odom estimates 25% to 30% of the crop was lost in some areas. He says near harvest time, cotton is especially vulnerable.
The wind itself could blow the cotton out of the bow that's on the stalk and blow it on the ground, and that's lost.
On Ricky Gonzalez's farm near New Iberia, his brother Keith is using a backhoe to tear a hole in a levee surrounding acres of sugarcane. Gonzalez says the levee usually protects the field, which, like many acres of sugarcane, is at or below sea level.
We got high water coming in from the storm, and our power source went out on the back, and we don't have no more pumps. So what we're going to do is try to artificially drain this. With the water head pressure, we'll push the water out through the north wind and get it out the field.
Sugarcane is another crop farmers are worried about. The harvest season had just begun when Isidore struck last week. That ruined some cane on its way to the mill and flattened most of what was in the fields. Lily's 90-mile-per-hour winds once again lodged it down against the ground. But aside from that, Ricky Gonsalan found his sugarcane was in surprisingly good shape.
99% of the crop is down and lodged, and what we're hoping for, 3 or 4 days for that cane to erect itself, the sun will pull it up, and you can see right now how the stalks are starting to turn up. The sun will start to pull it up as long as we got some good leaf surface for it to germinate.
If he gets a few weeks of dry weather, Gonsalan believes he may end up down just 20% from last year. Not a bad figure for a farmer who's weathered two major storms. Oysters are another Louisiana industry hit hard by Isidore and Lily. Because runoff from big storms can contaminate the oyster beds, the state health department ordered them shut down more than a week ago, and there's no saying how long before they'll be reopened. State marine fisheries specialist Patrick Banks says oysters are a $27 million industry in Louisiana, so a lot of people are affected.
Well, when the beds are closed, certainly the oyster industry, which means those fishermen that are out on the boats harvesting the oysters, those guys, the people that work at the processing plants, the shucking houses, those people are impacted. And then you have seafood dealers that buy oysters. So you can see how it goes, you know, through the marketplace, and there certainly is a trickle-down effect as far as who could be affected.
There was one positive note in the pummeling Louisiana has received over the past week. A state epidemiologist says the storms disrupted the mosquito and bird populations and may give Louisiana the break it needs in efforts to halt the spread of West Nile virus. Greg Allen, NPR News, Lafayette, Louisiana.